What were yesterday's protests about?
Over 100 people in Brisbane turn out and hundreds more around the country at major Westpac branches in most capital cities calling on Westpac to rule out funding for Adani's mega coal mine in central Queensland and part of a broader push to get the Westpac and other banks stop funding fossil fuels entirely, beginning with this disastrous Adani project.
What other banks are interested in the Adani mine?
So we know that internationally 12 banks have already said no to funding or backing this mine, and that's for environmental reasons, for concerns that it was trashing the rights of traditional owners as well. And so we're calling on all the big four banks, and particularly Westpac, who are labelling themselves as the world's most sustainable bank, to do the same. We know this isn't this is going to destroy the Great Barrier Reef as it goes ahead. It'll mean more severe weather, more bushfires, more drought through global warming that this mine is just going to exacerbate. So we're calling on Westpac to rule out any finance for the mine. We know it's going to blow any chance of having a safe climate future.
What other major companies are involved in the Adani mine?
There's a question. This is a critical time for the mine. They need to get the finance required. So up to about $9 billion in finance is required, depending on the final scale of the mine. And Adani, we know Adani don't yet have the money. Where they could get that money from is, potentially federal sources. So we know the Turnbull government has pledged to provide up to $1 billion for this project, which from the Northern Australia Infrastructure Fund, which is quite an outrageous decision. But the rest of the money could be raised through finance, including from what's likely to be at least one domestic bank. There's been no major coal project got off the ground in Australia without the backing of a major bank. And there's, of course, some international finance, so particularly Asian banks may be involved. There is obviously some other contractors involved. It's likely that Downer EDI may be one contractor involved in actually the construction of the mine, for example.
What are the environmental concerns if the mine goes ahead?
Well, this is at a time when we really actually need to be rapidly phasing out coal and fossil fuels. So the world has committed to limiting the globe to 1.5 degrees, and in fact, most of the banks, including Westpac, have signed on to that agreement to keep the globe below 2 degrees. And yet we know that to meet those targets, we need to keep fossil fuels in the ground. We need to keep 90% of existing reserves in the ground, not opening up huge new coal basins. And the Galilee Basin is one of the largest reserves of coal in the world. It would be the biggest new mine in Australia's history. And we know that's going to only exacerbate issues like coral bleaching. We saw the biggest coral bleaching event on the reef last year. And if we continue to pump climate pollution into the air, we know that that's only going to make things worse. So, and of course, there are huge local environmental impacts. We know that Adani has essentially free access to millions of litres of groundwater in what is a drying climate. So huge concern about local impacts. At a global level, this really is a mine that should never see the light of day.
What legal avenues are there that environmental groups can pursue to help slow down the mine?
A lot of this concern about the lack of environmental rigour and the poor quality of our environmental laws has led to a number of legal challenges already on the mine. That many of those are almost going to be resolved. So there was a challenge, for example, in the Federal Environmental Court or Federal Court about the environmental laws. The Australian Conservation Foundation currently have a case before the court challenging the fact that this mine is actually going to produce, through its exported emissions to the world, have a huge impact on climate change. And currently we don't have strong enough environmental laws to prevent those sorts of projects going ahead. So we actually need to change the laws that govern our system so that these projects that do damage the climate and will, prevent or cause the bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef and all these other impacts can actually be prevented through our environmental law. So that's the major challenges going ahead. And we know that the traditional owners of the Carmichael mine site, the Wangan and Jagalingu people, are also challenging the mine and challenging the Indigenous land use agreement that they've signed with Adani. So there's been huge legal challenges to this mine, and that's because we know it's a mine that should never go ahead. And, of course, this next stage really is about stopping that critical finance for the mine.
Can the federal government get involved to shut the mine down, or would it come down to a Queensland state issue?
Well, I think we've seen, unfortunately, pretty unprecedented support for this mine from both our state and federal governments. I think there's an opportunity for both of those state and federal governments to actually, like, as we have seen in New South Wales around particularly unpopular gas and coal licenses, you know, at the end of the day, the state and federal government do have the power to repeal, for example, the mining lease that falls over the Carmichael mine site, because we know that there is no consent from traditional owners and that this is an extremely damaging mine. So they do have that power. Unfortunately, what we've seen from the Queensland government is that's very unlikely, and what we are seeing is them continuing to push and back this mine at any cost. And it's unfortunate in particular that Queensland government isn't looking for the alternatives. As the world shifts away from coal, they have no other plan to build resilient regional economies apart from continuing to back a dying industry. So that's particularly disappointing. Of course, the federal government, again, could step in very much like they did in the way of the Franklin Dam. They would have the power to repeal those federal approvals, but again, they're doing the absolute opposite, and they're stumping up the cash for a foreign-owned mining company to build one of the world's largest mines. So it's very unlikely that we're likely, going to see that intervention from the government. They're doing the opposite, and they're actively facilitating the project.
So what is next for the campaign against the Adani mine, and how can people get involved?
Look, this has been a huge community effort. We know over 1 million Australians have already taken action on this campaign and right across the globe. So there's a number of organisations here in Queensland and across the country that are working particularly at the moment to stop the finance. So that's the 350.org, Australian Youth Climate Coalition, Market Forces, and many other groups really trying to push on that finance angle. And off the back of what's likely to be a national roadshow happening in March, we're looking to form Stop Adani groups, so small groups right across the country, unbranded, just supported by a national website that's soon to be launched called stopadani.com, and to really get active in your own local communities on this issue, whether it's targeting the bank or targeting the Turnbull government for their decision to potentially give $1 billion to this mine. So the Facebook page Stop Adani has just been released, and that's a really great way to keep up updates on the campaign as we start to grow the people power movement to make sure this mine never goes ahead.